gentlemen, welcome to the Dirty Dozen, episode 12 of the Nerd Badge Podcast. Woo! Yes. Oh, I'm a little out of it because of the weather. Don't mind me. So
it's chilly today.
It's chilly in August.
I'm loving it. Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, nice first, break. Sitting in a co-spot chair thing, butt face stings. Ladies and gentlemen, an actress, comedian, someone really funny who has done a whole bunch of things with her great life, a person that we love very much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Susie.
Hi. Woo. Happy to be here.
And to her right, my bread to my butter.
Don't help me.
The meow to my
whose idea was this?
my meow to my ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, the you. Mrs. Quinn.
Yeah.
Gabrielle Quinn. Gabrielle Quinn, ladies and gentlemen. So today, let's get the formalities out of the way. I'm just absolutely completely lazy today. I've been wrestling my butt off all weekend, and I've been conquering the independent scene here in good old Staten Island in the tri-state area. It's been a beautiful time. I let the belts off today. They're out on the beach hanging out, drinking Mai Tais and all the other types of stuff. I want to go over a couple things. First off, I defended all my belts the other day, all four belts. My HAWA Interstate Championship, my HAWA Multinational Championship, my Funhouse Wrestling Cross Continental Championship, and my PAX United States Championship all in one match, and I won. Which
congratulations!
Thank you. Thank you. Just showing the better world, the world a better wrestler than what they're used to seeing. It's just been crazy as of late. Wrestling is really absolutely taken off, and thank you to everyone who shows up at shows. Support your local indie federation, ladies and gentlemen. Always go out to a show. Buy merch. It makes wrestling so much better because everyone makes money, and everything goes well when you sit there and pump money into the system.
Support the sport.
So I want to get some things out of the way real quick. Just a little bit of a little bit. I have a little plugs here and there, you know. Again, if you're listening to us on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and the last one, Pandora Music. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. We really love it. It's episode 12, season 2. We're having a blast. We had two people bail out, which kind of sucked because real world actually does, you know, suck. People got called away for other things that took away their time. So
Adulting.
So, again, if you ever do feel like being on a podcast, you can find us on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok. Just write us a little note. Tell us why you can contribute to the show. We can talk about whatever you want. I love talking to new people. I love having my guests here all the time that are my friends and people that I work with professionally. But honestly, anybody who is passionate about anything, come to the studio. We would love to have you. We don't do the Zoomies and all that other stuff. We leave that for the cats. Which we have four of, by the way, which are absolutely adorable. So, got a couple shows coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Here's some cheap plugs for you. August 9th in Brooklyn, it's going to be me wrestling for the place that started it all, WW. It's going to be a great time, World of Unpredictable Wrestling. We're doing a nice little show out there. That's going to be fun.
Wait, August 9th, what's today?
I'm sorry, not 9th, I'm sorry, the 13th, I'm sorry, I looked at the wrong day. I highlighted the wrong day, sorry. Thank you for that, Susie, the 13th.
I got you.
What else? August 20th, I'll be at the New Jersey College Wrestling for Recovery. We're going to put on a great show there. I'm not too sure who my opponent is going to be, but I'm pretty sure I have an idea because he's been poking his nose in my business a lot. I'm not going to say his name because he's a piece of crap, and I'm going to kick him in the face. I beat him about, like, a month ago. I'm going to beat him again. Screw it. Max Capacity. Screw you. I hate you. I beat you pretty bad last time, actually. I take that back. Starline Pro. Great debut show. That was a great show that we did. Up in the Bronx, we killed it. We had a great time. I was in the main event. I didn't exactly win because Max Capacity made me lower my guard. I went to go drop him on his head, and guess what happened? He caught me by surprise. Lucky little prick that he is. But I also, as far as I know, I fractured his arm. That's what I'm going with for the damage that I did to. I put his arm in a chair and broke that. I want to break that bad boy. I put it around his neck, and then the whole locker room emptied out. So I had to leave through the main street and leave my gear bag behind, which is not fun. Taking the subway, not a good time. Thanks to some boys in the back for getting me my gear bag back. Thank you so much. Raina Black, screw your finger. Snap. I broke her finger, so, in the middle of a match. So it was the first time wrestling a girl. I hurt people all the time. And also, I'm the bad guy for breaking a girl's finger.
Well, you know what? That's the risk you take when you wrestle.
Exactly. Especially me, because I'll hurt you. And Raina Black, you know, just waving hi. Hi, all five fingers. That's what it looks like when they all work. So, we'll be seeing you soon, too. But moving along. Yeah, so that's going to be Wrestling Recovery, August 20th. August 23rd, I will be wrestling and a guest host for ACW Assault Championship Wrestling, Bikinis and Barbed Wire. Barbed Wire and Bikinis. It's going to be a great time. We're actually having a beauty contest that day. And it's going to be a great time. There's going to be a whole bunch of pretty little models in tight little bikinis coming out down in good old New Jersey at Jason Knight, ECW Originals School. It's going to be a great time. I'm going to be hosting. And also, there's going to be a man there called Dollar Bill Young who will be there. But most importantly, something that I'm actually really excited for, I get to hang out with ECW Original Mouthpiece, the man with the neck of steel, Joel Gertner. And I cannot wait because I'm going to be on a panel with him judging these bikini models, which I was invited to do, which I'm really happy to do. And it's an honor just to sit next to that man. I grew up a lot listening to him and watching him. He was infamous with the Dudleys and ECW, who's the mainstay of what the voice was of ECW next to Joey Styles. I just think it's going to be a great time overall. Again, I get to hang out with Jason Knight and Joel Gertner, so I'm happy about that. Also, Johnny Rod's alumni. September 5th, SWA, Heavy is the Crown. It's going to be a great time in Deer Park, Long Island. We're going to go out and put on a great show. after I cost Santana Fury his happy little trophy of the Tag Team Championship. So screw you, buddy. Guess what? I told you, I'm going to pick my spots, and I'm going to win. And guess what? You're no longer champion. going forward, the next day, ACW, I'll be wrestling there back in the same spot that we had the bikini and barbed wire and bikini spot. It's going to be a great time. ACW, I'm going to be wrestling again. I'm going to be putting my multinational championship on the line. But this time, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this, if you're a professional wrestler within earshot of this, I want to let you know that I am tired of being set up with people that don't know their place. So I'll go ahead and do one better for everyone else. I'm going to make your day. I'm going to make your career. I'm going to make your life a little bit better because guess what? Open challenge. Anybody wants it. Any one of the fans, anybody in the staff, anybody in the back. If you want to wrestle twice, three times, I don't care. I will put my Funhouse Wrestling Funhouse Wrestling Cross Continental Championship on the line, and I will defend it against anybody who wants a shot at me. I have been running roughshod over 2025. It has been my year, the greatest year of my career. I've been going international all across the country, and you just can't, I'm just tired of having people be unannounced surprised. So guess what? I'm going to control the narrative now. I'm going to control the path of what happens going forward. Anybody that wants it, go ahead. I'm not being told one person being switched with another. No. Open challenge. You think you got the balls? You come and push me face to face, man to man, in person, and we'll see who can win. And then the following week, September 13th, HNN Wrestling, Here and Now Wrestling. It's going to be a great time, Deer Park, Long Island. We're going to have a great time wrestling out there. I'm going to be debuting with one of my good friends, our brand new tag team that we've been working on. It's just remarkable. Just a man among gods, a man who has the best hair in the business on top of his head. Ladies and gentlemen, it'll be me, Steven Person, and Bobby C teaming up, and we will be known going forward as a team of, very simply put, very awesomely put, by the way. I sound like Trump right now. It sounds great. It's the greatest tag team ever. I want everyone to know it's the greatest tag team. We know a lot about tag teams. it's going to be known as going for...
No Trump, yeah.
Going forward as the hair club for gentlemen, and we're going to be taking... You got to love it.
That's great.
I got the best stash in the business. He's got the best hair in the business. Merch coming soon. Trust me, that's coming. We're going to be taking on a whole bunch of teams and in a multi-team match. I don't want to go over their names because, you know, they suck. I'm going to beat the crap out of them. So is Bobby. And then September 19th, finally, I'm just so booked. I can't help it. I'm sorry, everyone. the AWWA will be in Arizona, a great place in Bullshooters. If you're out there in Arizona, in good old Phoenix, come on down. We're going to have a great show. It's going to be a great, great lineup. I'm putting up some of the cards here, as I always do, like right here, somewhere around here. It's going to be me and my good friend, also WW alumni, Geronimo. We are the Unpredictables, and we are going to be going after the smoke signals and going after the Corner Man Tag Team Championships of AWWA. And I'm telling you right now, those belts, like I said before, and I mean this, those belts mean something to me more than I could ever put into words. They represent my friend, his spirit, his contributions to the world of professional wrestling, the Quarterman Juan Jeremy. You guys beat us before, and it took a lot to look inside myself, realize I was beaten, and then absolutely destroy both of you guys at the same time when we were last down there in Arizona. You liked it, didn't you? You liked the little video distraction. I come up and start beating the crap out of both of you guys after your hard-fought victory. No problem. Don't worry about it. We're going to sit there and run it back one more time. And I got a partner this time that is... he's just as hungry as I am. This man trained with Juan Jeremy, traveled with Juan Jeremy. That man is gunning for those belts just as hard as I am. And that's what the missing piece of the puzzle was. So guess what, you two? We're coming after you. We're coming after those belts, and we're bringing them back here to New York City where they belong, not in your hands. So that's all the wrestling stuff.
Yay. I have actually seen Bobby C. Russell a few times, and he really does have the best hair.
Bobby C., you have the best hair ever, bro.
He really does.
You're over, bro. So going down the line, we've been really busy as of late. And I feel bad, too, because like some things like fell in between the cracks. The Mermaid Parade, we didn't get a chance to do it this year.
Neither of us were.
I know. And so people don't know, last year we were at the Mermaid Parade. We got invited out there. We're on a float for a very beautiful cause. And we actually got to interview a couple people. We did like a little behind the scenes shoot. It wasn't anything too dramatic. Handed out the flyers, promoted the podcast. It's a great thing. A lot of people talked to us about their costumes. What else? It was a really fun time to like just go out there and see these people in like these beautifully made costumes that I honestly love, because a lot of stuff was homemade. There was like remember the group of jellyfish, and there was some people dressed up as SpongeBob and Patrick chasing after them with nets. That was really funny.
And some had no costumes.
Some had no costumes.
Some were their costume and their birthday suit.
A little bit of paint.
Body paint.
A little bit of paint in strategic places. Yeah,
part of a costume.
Yeah. And it's funny, too, because like in this very place years ago, they did like a Mermaid and Pirates thing, which was really nice. And it was our good friend Kim, who's a producer of the show, who's hanging out in the back right now, who helped facilitate that. I actually made dresses for Pauline and a couple other people and all that other stuff. And it was really fun. So it's like it's a great time, like especially at the Mermaid Parade. It happens in Coney Island. It's kind of like the official kickoff for the summertime. And there's a lot of big celebrities that go there, too. It's really nice. We went there last year. We did both the road parade and the walk parade, which was fun. We had a good time.
Right? Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah, we did the parade and then we walked back, yeah. I guess, along with everyone.
With the boardwalk, remember that? Yeah, that was really fun. Nice. And then we had the party that got shut down by the cops.
Yeah.
So apparently the cops were kind of like very annoyed that we had like this little beach party thing. And not beach party so much. It was underneath the parasail drop. The parachute drop. Sorry, I can't speak today. The parachute drop. Yeah. It is real. Thank you. The parachute drop is a really fun thing. And what happened was that we just kind of set up our own little thing there. And when we did that, the cops were not really happy about that. They almost gave us like a summons for a noise ordinance and stuff like that. So, yeah, fun time. We were supposed to go to a place, but apparently they had like a water main break or something. I don't know what the hell happened, but we couldn't get there, so we just did it on the thing. So, Mermaid Parade was fun. Speaking of fun things that we did, my beautiful wife and I, we went on a little adventure the other day. The golf place.
Yes, Albatross.
Albatross.
Mini golf.
Mini golf.
It's actually pretty fun.
Yeah. What was your...
It was different. Not your usual mini golf place. It had, like, different cities.
Yeah. Obviously, different events.
Different events set up.
Yeah. The first one was really nice. I really liked it. The airplane.
Yes.
The airplane was really nice. When it worked.
I was going to say when it worked. Yeah. Unfortunately.
The ball kept getting stuck. Yeah. Giggity. So it kept on getting stuck, and it sucked because, like, you get points according to how soon you get the ball in. It's not, like, by shots. So
So you're not counting your regular, like, one hit, two hit, three hit.
Yeah.
It's points, like you said.
Yeah. And what happens is if you hit it a certain direction, you get certain points. If you hit it to the left, you get, like, 50,000 points. It's like a higher point scale. It is really nice. It's very well built. And they have two sides. And we only did one side.
Yeah, they have 2 9 holes.
Yeah.
We only did the one side.
Yep.
We didn't get a chance to do the other side yet.
Yeah, we'll go down there.
We'll go back again.
So the first one was the airplane. You shoot it through you're actually on like the...
Airplane aisle. You're like an airplane aisle.
Yeah. And then the second one was Paris. They have like a mock...
Eiffel Tower,
yeah. And it goes through there. Cool. You have a little path, otherwise it drops off to each side, which is really fun. And then the third one was New York City with King Kong.
King Kong.
That was really cool because it has like King Kong with a bunch of airplanes and stuff.
And they're like... I mean, these things are hugely built.
Yeah, hugely built. Like they're like insane. A good like 10-9 feet in the air. But I want to say at least. So it has like lights and everything like that. And the second the ball goes in, it stops the clock, and that's when you start getting points. The next one was the bank vault.
Vault.
So yeah, you put your ball on the thing, and then the vault opens up.
Vault door opens,
and then you got to
hit your ball inside, and then we walked through to a disco room, like a club almost.
Yeah.
It was actually pretty cool.
It was a club because it had a DJ booth.
It had a DJ booth.
We got pictures of that.
Lights going off and music on. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, they had like a little VIP section. Yeah. It had...
it was pretty cool.
They had like little bottles on ice and everything like that, which was really fun. And then it was the martini glass.
Yes, then it came out to the martini glass.
That's more like a Palinko thing.
I was just going to say it was like a Palinko.
Yeah,
because... pretty cool.
You get it up there, and then it has like... They built like ice cubes inside the cup, and then like it shoots down the bottom, and for like each one you hit... Yeah. Like
dings off.
Yeah.
And then it goes into the hole.
And then it goes into the hole. And then the next one was the ski resort.
Yep.
The ski resort. Yeah, the ski lift.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You walk up and you're kind of like up on a mountain, and then it slides down into like this little S trail kind of.
Sounds really fun.
Yeah, it comes down like a made mountain trail, whatever.
So you don't have to walk down it or anything like that. It just goes down every time. But the thing is, it has checkered flags. So you know, like in the Olympics where they have like the Olympic skiers, they have to hit and go in between the things. You get more points if you go through
If you go through them,
So that's really fun too, because like it all has like the mock sky railing there.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So.
And then there's a chairlift that you can like actually sit on.
Yeah.
At the end of it was pretty cool.
Yeah, and then the last one was like this weird, like, was it like a martini glass kind of thing? No, it wasn't a martini glass. It was
the globe.
The globe.
The globe.
Yeah, that's right.
And you had to hit into three different holes, and you got points for each.
It was a Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
So it changes lights when you get them in, and it was funny too because we saw it. And we're like, all right, how does this go in? Like, we thought you have to hit it.
I did it the backwards way.
Because there's like three holes that come out after it goes into the thing. It drops down, and it's kind of like, you know, like a video game where like you have to like synchronize the thing. So we're trying to hit it up the exit hole.
Yeah, we're hitting it backwards, but we figured
out. We're like, why isn't this working? And then finally, like, we realize you have to hit it up the thing, and then it goes in.
We figured it out and got points still.
Yeah, the last one is pretty cool. You have to hit it up like this ramp that narrows, it's like an angle. So if you hit it too hard, it goes flying up.
Yeah.
And I almost got it in, actually. I hit it so hard. I hit it way too hard, and it like angles off, like it like slopes, kind of like half a McDonald's arch. So I hit it, and it went up, and then it hit, and it just missed going inside the hole. I don't know what you get. I think it's just points. You don't get a free game or anything.
No, it's just points, and then that's the end of the game.
Yeah, that's the one half
of it. And then it just goes. Yeah. And that's the one half. Yeah, the other side, I don't remember what the other side
there was.
There
was like a pink Lamborghini there or something like that.
I was going to say, I think I saw a car at one point on that side, but I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, it was a purple Lamborghini. There you go.
But the cool thing was that they had a I can't think of the word.
Photo booth?
There we go. Thank
yeah.
you. They had a photo booth set up, but it's not your actual photo booth where you sit inside a photo booth. It's like a stage.
Yeah.
And there's like it's not 360.
Not like a 180. Camera. 180. Yeah, 180 camera.
So like you hit the button and then you stand and you like pose and it takes like a little quick little video shot. Yeah, of you.
That's really
yeah.
Cool.
So it's like multiple cool. pictures at mm-hmm. once, which is really cool.
Yeah,
we love that. I like that stuff. Like that, it was a good time. The only thing, I mean, the people at Albatross obviously they just opened up and having staff problems.
Well, okay, so they also have bowling. On top of mini golf. They have a bowling area also. Yeah.
Which the screens are awesome, by the way.
Yeah, the bowling was okay.
Yeah.
The only thing we didn't like was it was almost like an arcade-ish kind of bowling alley yeah. where it was the pins were on strings.
Yes. That so I hated.
They didn't
react well.
They didn't
yeah.
go properly. Yeah. They didn't react they can, when you would yeah. hit them
now,
down.
Now, obviously, there's going to be people who say, like, oh, bowling on strings, it's very minimal, whatever. But there were times that we actually saw, like, the pin would, like, yeah. get stuck on something, and then it would just, like, not move the same way. So it was like, come on. I mean, obviously, there's infrastructure, mechanics, and everything you have to get in order to have that happen. So, you know, making a bowling alley is expensive. I get that. So maybe they just cut costs, made it on strings. That's fine.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. But at the same time, it was like, this is where I feel bad. Like, I don't care about what happens when, like, you know, I'm very easy passing when it comes to, like, things going wrong, whatever. But we went there, and people at Albatross are going to be, like, writing us haters. Like, you are the stupidest people. Like, you know, like, but the thing was that, like, I think the staffer quit on us before they even got there. Because we're like, where's our food? And we see people getting food and everything. We're like,
Yeah, so in the bowling alley, you get, so you can eat and drink there, right? So at the bar, you get food and then
free,
you
like,
drink.
Like great food. Not great food, but like.
The food was okay. It's like bar food, right?
Yeah, it's like bar food,
so it's like
yeah.
burgers, fries, yeah. pizza. It was okay.
Yeah.
The drinks were actually good. I had a drink.
Yeah.
I had a margarita. It was yummy.
Yummy margarita.
But the staffing was an issue because we sat down and the girl's like, all right, I'll show you to your lane.
Yeah. And someone was supposed to show
and
us.
Somebody was supposed to come and show us how to like work the screen. And then we were supposed to get a server. We sat there for like a good half an hour.
No one came by. Like even like
nobody showed up. And I'm like, did they forget about us?
And the thing that was weird about it too was that it says starts at 5:30, and we got there at like 5:15, 5:12, somewhere around there. And we're sitting there like, okay, I guess we have to wait. The clock started running already. So someone should have been there to show us exactly what happens. I don't know where this 5:30 thing came from because it ended.
I don't either.
It was like 90 minutes. You pay for. Was it 90 minutes or 120, right?
Either
one. Yeah, it's either 90 minutes or 120 minutes. So we're sitting here going like, why isn't this going? So anyway, we're thinking that we had all this time, and I went to the bathroom. I come back, and I'm like, oh, we still got like another 10 minutes. No, it's already over. I'm like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so they kind of robbed us of like 10 minutes, but it's all right. It was just a pain in the butt because like we put in orders and everything. And you could tell like, now normally I'm like, you know what, listen, if you're not going to sit there and be stacked, figure out what to do. You know, like, figure out how to fix a problem. You know that the staffer, I think, maybe went on their smoke break and just said, screw it, I don't want to work here. I don't know what the problem was. But we didn't have a server for a good 45 minutes. Not even 30 minutes until we started playing.
We started playing at 30 minutes. It was like another 15 minutes. Until somebody actually came over and was like, are you waiting? And we're like, yeah.
No one got, I was like, I would like some food. My wife would like some drinks. You know, can we get something?
I'm getting hangry. Yeah.
So, I mean, it is what it is. So, unfortunately, sometimes, it's a brand new place. Yeah.
I want to say they still got to work out some kinks.
Yeah. So
it's still fun though.
Yep. I'm glad definitely you went. A fun place. I've heard about it. I haven't, and I didn't know anybody that had experienced it. So
it's definitely a fun place. Definitely a good place to bring friends.
And then we did our fun little habit. We went to go play axe throwing a little bit. That was fun.
Oh yeah, because the place is right by Topgolf in Edison. So it's literally Topgolf, mini golf, and then it's the Supercharged Entertainment.
I've been
arcade
to Supercharged a few times.
You came with us. We went. Did you come with us when we went?
No.
No, it was just me and you.
No.
Who did we go?
Just me and you.
Oh, that's right. To Topgolf, though, I'm saying.
Topgolf?
Yeah. Back, you guys took
I was like, not that night, but I'm just saying in general.
You know, but
Supercharge, I think, wasn't open at that time. That's why.
No, it was just being built still.
Yeah, we were like, hey, we'll go back there sometime, which we still got to do. So I'm down for that sometime. What was I going to say?
So we did axe throwing.
We did axe throwing, which is really fun because they have like a whole network.
The only thing I didn't
right
like was the fact that we had these family members next to us that kept getting in the way.
Yeah, but they were excited. I feel bad because like... when you,
it's a shared space. No, it's a shared space.
And it's a narrow spot because when you walk out, it's very narrow because they have the cages to protect you from the axes going backwards. And they didn't know. I mean, like, it was like the last, like, 10 minutes, so we didn't want to bother them or anything. Like, again, we're very passive when it comes to that stuff. We're not like, hey, get out of our space.
Yeah, no, I mean, I wouldn't be rude, but it was a little annoying. Yeah. I'm like, I'm sitting there trying to walk in, and she's recording.
Recording, yeah.
And I get you want to record. It's fun to record, but she's, like, in my way.
Yeah.
And I'm like, can I go?
Yeah, we just kind of, like, started just lobbing them at one point.
Yeah.
They have a lot of fun games you can play there. You could play, like, tic-tac-toe. You could play 501. You could play 300, 500. You could break hearts that have points on them, and it shifts.
Connect four. They have
Connect Four, which is really fun. And the thing is, you got to. It's not like it works automatically, like it senses where the axe goes. You have to do it yourself. So sometimes, like, we'll miss each other.
We give each other points. So, like, I'll throw and he'll give me whatever point I got and vice versa.
Sometimes I'll hit a 75 and I get 50 points. I don't know how that happened, you know. Weird. Weird.
It was the pad, you know. Yeah. It wasn't me.
What else do they have there? They have the little arcade games. That's really fun. They have, like, VR games there, too, which are really fun.
They do have a couple of VR games, though.
They have the, I got to admit, like, I talked about it once before, but they have the Godzilla game where it's like 4D that's blown. Like,
oh wow,
yeah, it's really fun. Like, you get to, like, blast all these, like, weird looking, like, little, like, kaiju looking things and everything, and robots.
Yeah, it's pretty fun there. And then they have the go-karts.
The go-karts
are fun.
Yeah,
I got a little sick last time because I drove a little too fast.
Yeah,
I get motion sickness, but they're a blast.
Yeah.
They're super fast.
And it's like a real on track. Like, it's two tracks. We did one time. I want to do the other one next time.
And they're long, too. It's really long. It's a good length of a track.
Yeah.
You get your money's worth.
And that's what I was saying about the Albatross. The Albatross, I was kind of disappointed on. I mean, they got a lot of bowling.
The length of the mini golf, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like not even the length of the mini golf. I'm just saying
I feel like it was too short. Not short, but I don't know. I feel like missing.
There was something missing. Like, I feel like, if you saw everything, if they bordered it up a little bit more, so that when you walk into the next thing, like the bank, you walked from the bank to oh wow, this is pretty cool.
Yeah,
but like we got to see everything. You just see it, and it's like, man,
it's all out in the open.
Yeah,
and it's in close quarters technically.
Yeah,
so they're not like I don't think they're as long as normal mini golf. I want to say,
oh god, no, normal mini golf is like 18 holes. So.
Well, you could do all 18, but they break it up.
Yeah, they break it up. Yeah, but you got to pay for nine nine, you know, so.
I mean, it was still a good time. Like,
we had a great time. Yeah, we had a great time.
Back again.
Yeah, definitely give it some time. Let them get their bearings, you know, with stuff. But honestly, on top of that, too, it was really fun was we play, like, those little coin drop games.
Oh, we love those games.
Yeah, we love those games. So, like, we go to, like, Seaside or whatever. Not Seaside, Point Pleasant or whatever. And we go to Seaside, too. We haven't gone all year.
We haven't gone yet.
Yeah. So we'll go and play, like, a whole bunch of those games and just, like, win a whole bunch of tickets and cash them in. So
we got
a
whole bunch of
the Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz is the best one.
Yeah, Wizard of Oz is the best one.
They drop Wizard of Oz cards.
Yeah.
So each character, they drop down, and then you shoot coin, and you get, like, all the characters.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
And they rack up to, like, a certain
amount. It's very peaceful. It's very zen.
It is.
It's like,
That's very cool.
Yeah. And then we get, like, prizes and stuff, which we haven't cashed out in, like, 2 years.
We have so many points.
So many points. It's a great little couple. I feel like that's a little bonding thing that we have. We'll sit there and just play those games sometimes, which is fun. What else do we have there? They had...
Win big stuffed animals.
Yeah, big stuffed animals. We played the basketball games. I love those games.
The basketball games are fun.
We're big on...
My dart game.
Yeah, dart games.
Dart games are fun, too.
Ski ball.
Ski ball is fun, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's our, like, kind of, like, thing, yeah. What else? I mean, it was funny too because, like, I remember watching the movie Godzilla, and I was like, "This would be a great movie." Like, playing the game, or whatever. And speaking of movies, let's go into that next. Movies. What's it called? What did we see the other day? Oh, we saw Naked Gun.
Oh, how was that?
I gotta admit, it was very underwhelming because I felt like there were certain things I loved those movies as a kid with Leslie Nielsen and, like, O.J. Simpson.
I don't
remember. But, like, he was funny in those movies. So the thing about
remember the old ones.
Oh, my God, they were classic.
I know, but I
there was, like, little tiny gags in the background, and that's what always made the movie kind of, like, stitch for me. It threw in just a little chuckle here and there. And, like, the language was there, you know? It was like, hey, take a seat. No, it's okay, I have him at home. You know, like, there was a lot of those jokes, which I love to death. I'm a cornball with that stuff. But my only thing was, like, there wasn't enough stuff in the background. Like, there was there would always be, like, somebody, like, sketching in the background. Like, there were certain scenes, like, they could have done. Like, the scene with where he's holding the guy, and then he throws him, and then they all shoot him, and they all die. I think that was hysterical. But there was, like, little gags that weren't there. Like, there was so many things, like, there was some stuff, like, with doors. Like, when it said police squad, it was backwards. But I was like, yeah. It would have been funny if they kept changing it for every shot, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, you know, like that's a gag that they have, you know? And I feel like, I mean, everyone was awesome. And Pamela Anderson was great in it. She was really funny. The part with the microphone. She was scatting. She was
She was just making wild noise, and it was so funny.
It was really funny. They had a couple good actors in there, too. Dave Bautista pops up for no reason. He was like, yeah, so you better get me. And he's like looking around, and the gag happens. I was like, that's great. Went to go, no, get off me. Get off me. I'm not supposed to be in this movie.
Cody Rhodes
was in there. he was a bartender, which was really funny. That was a good gag.
Yeah.
That was a good gag. Like, that's what I was expecting. I was expecting more gags, like more physical, just contradictions and stuff like that. And it was funny. I really did laugh a lot. But it's like, if you're going to do something with that title on it, if they did a movie like this and they just called it something completely different, I thought it'd be hysterical. But I went in there expecting the same level of just like corny little puns and little tiny things. They delivered again on the vocals, but not so much on the visuals. There wasn't like, you know, like a dummy just standing in the background or something like that. You know, like at the scene when they're in the bar and they're talking. And the dialogue was really funny. The part with the snowman was hysterical. The snowman was really funny. Yeah. So
it was good though overall.
It was a good movie overall. What else did we see? We saw Superman, Superman was really good.
Yeah. The puppy was great.
Yeah. Little pup. Little crypto.
Little pup.
And it made sense because, like, at the end, obviously, I mean, we could talk about it now because the movie came out, like, 2.5 weeks ago. So it was a good movie because, like, it showed Superman being the truth, justice, and American way. And I felt like he did it, like...
Yeah, he wasn't just a superhero.
Well, not even that. He wasn't, like, God-level Superman. Like, God, that's the thing. Like, I always felt like keeping a character on the farm is so hard to do because, like, he's just unlimited in whatever they did. And they brought in kryptonite the right way. They showed you that, like, it's a thing, and this guy knows about it. He makes it, and he got kryptonite poisoning, so it subdued him a little bit for the movie.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that was really good. The fight scenes, I think, the action scenes were really good. People always say, like, oh, it's not like Man of Steel, it's not like this. I'm like, I'm not trying to compare it to anything. I'm not sitting there watching Man of Steel at the same time. I'm watching this movie. You're supposed to enjoy it.
Different side of it.
Exactly. And I feel like this is a great starter movie. They had Superman really kind of come into his own. They showed his humanity. I love how they made his mom and dad not like two like successful movie stars. Yeah. Like, they just had. They look like normal people.
They were just regular people.
Did you see Superman?
I did not. I only saw one movie the past.
I know. We'll talk about that. What's it called? The next one that we saw was
Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four, which I'm really was really happy with. It was such a Fantastic Four comic in the essence of they're working together. They're a network. The only things I didn't like about that movie is they made Johnny too smart. They made him kind of like, I'm going to put this code together and I'm going to figure this out. I was like, that would have been something awesome that Reed could have done, you know, like, because that's what Reed is.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, yeah.
So
that's not really a Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny's like,
the face exactly, and
he's a frat boy. There's some things I didn't like about Thing is that, like, they made him too subdued. Like, and I'm not saying they showed his strength, which I'm really happy with. Could they have shown more? Absolutely. But at the same time, again, start point. You can't have the guy running on all cylinders right away. I felt like his whole character aspect of being stuck in that body wasn't illustrated 100%. I mean, back then in the 60s, he was kind of like, you know, he wasn't like really downtrodden on himself and everything. Yeah. So, but I do feel like that element of him wanting to go back to being normal wasn't touched on. So,
not really, because it was almost like he was comfortable in this.
Exactly. He looked comfortable.
I mean, he was out on the streets. Yeah, exactly.
He had the textbook, you know, classic book, hat and trench coat stuff, which I absolutely love. He had the beard, which I think was really cool.
That was great.
Yeah. there was some things about it, like, I felt like he just didn't explore the contradiction of what the situation is that he's in. And obviously, we talked about it obviously before in other movies, and that's where I'll go back and go, okay, we're staying away from that stuff where, hey, Reed, fix me. You know, like, okay, I get that, you know? And Johnny wanted to go to space, and Johnny's girl hunting. He kind of fell in love with the Silver Surfer.
Yep.
And I think eventually we are going to get Galactus coming back because he gets dragged into the portal at the end.
Yes, yes.
They stole the whole entire plot of moving Earth from SpongeBob. I didn't realize it until I got, like, I literally got to work the next day. I'm like, wait a minute. That's when the giant worm from Bikini Bottom was trying to destroy everything. And Patrick goes, what if we take all the Bikini Bottom and we move it over here? You know? And I was like, oh my God, they stole SpongeBob.
I mean, literally, that is what
That's exactly what it was. I was like, okay, that's fine. Yeah, so.
That's funny.
What's
I didn't
called?
Realize that was from SpongeBob.
Yeah, I didn't realize it either. I was like, God damn it. So it was a good movie. Again, it was a good story. Sue, everyone was pissed off about Sue not being able to drag, not being able to, but everyone was. Everyone was kind of upset about Sue pushing Galactus back into the portal with the help of the Silver Surfer.
Yeah.
But I was like, literally, that is kind of the thing where it's the mother's, there's a word for it, there's a label for it. I can't remember the thing, but it's when a mother's child is in danger, she basically like gnaws everything and everything just goes through the roof. And what's it called? That's a real thing where mothers gain great ability to do things when their child's in danger. And I thought that's what we're playing off of. And Sue Storm, she is, there's an episode, not an episode, but a comic where Doom takes over Sue's body. And he like completely wipes everybody in this room completely dead and goes, I always knew she was the strongest one. I just didn't know how much she was holding back or something like that. Wow. And it's just like, you see her just go crazy. Like, you see him use her powers, and it's just like, whoa. Like, the stuff that she could do, you know? So, and plus, like, even in the comics, in the TV shows and everything else, she has that physical limitation where her powers hurt her if she overexerts it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She died. Like, that is an excellent labeling of her power and her capabilities, because now we're going to sit there and just, I guess, down the road be like, hey, listen, Sue, don't go too much because now you're going to die again.
Yeah.
And Super Baby ain't going to free Franklin Richards.
Super Baby.
Yeah. Little Magic Baby. Cute. Little Magic Baby Franklin Richards. Strongest person in all the MCU, which at the end with Doom, I have my own little theory. I think that is not Doom. Even though they're saying it is Robert Downey Jr. on set and they couldn't show his face, I don't think that's Doom. I think that's a Reed Richards. Because why would Doom take his mask off to show the kid? Like, it's Doom's arrogance. Oh. I mean, obviously, we're going to get a version in every movie where a character or an actor takes the character's mask off, Power Rangers, Spider-Man. They take the mask off, Deadpool, because they want their face shown to show that, I'm this person playing this, and I want the credits. And not just the credits, but, like, the affirmation that I am this character, to be seen as that character, not just the mask. And I get it, but I don't think... I could be wrong, 100%. They could be just telling us right off the bat, hey, this is... Robert Downey Jr. We saved his face for, like, I don't know, maybe because, like, money or whatever, and they shot a scene parallel to Doomsday, and it just happened to be the cut edit, they ended it, whatever, with that part of the movie, you know? But it's 5 years in the future. Sue is kind of like in the 60s, the late 60s mode, you know, the colors and everything.
Yeah.
And then she walks in and she sees Doom hold it, like, right up to Franklin's face. And Franklin is touching Doom. So that makes me think he's trying to create this, like, hey, it's me moment with him. So what I'm thinking is that at one point or another, maybe Reed starts the Council of Reeds, which is, you watch Rick and Morty, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Rick and Morty, the Council of Ricks, that's where it came from. It's all these different Reeds coming together to make a better place. So
that's possible.
I think that is a Reed. I don't know, for some odd reason, who had to go back and, what's it called, maybe beat a Doom or something like that, or a Doombot or something like that, because they all wear the same kind of robe, whatever, and they go back to get Franklin, because maybe, just like in Endgame, where they had to go back in time to get the Infinity Stones.
Yeah.
Remember, they were missing.
Yeah, yeah.
So they were like, oh, crap, we have to get Infinity Stones. Let's go back to New York where there's three of them at one time. So maybe someone travels from Parallel Universe or something like that. It goes, hey, we need another Franklin. We need a younger Franklin for his power or something like that. And then they go back, and it's Reed. He's like, I'll do it. Maybe like that Reed fought Doom and is the leader of Laveria now, because in the beginning part of the movie,
yeah,
the seat for Laveria, which is Doom's actual natural kingdom, is basically just hanging out there. Like it's completely empty. So it has the flag, it has the Doom logo and everything. So I think that's what the whole thing was setting up. It's like a little redirecting. Like maybe it is Doom. Maybe Doom's going after different Franklins. He needs like an X amount of power, because like in the comics, I think he's going to become Emperor Doom, where I think. Because what happens is in the comics, he kills all these like characters, like these like godlike characters, and steals their powers with Molecule Man. But obviously we don't have Molecule Man, because that's a little too convoluted to put in. So what I think he's going to do is I think he's going to absorb either the Council of Kang's abilities and then go after Franklin to kind of finalize it, or use the Franklin's powers to go, or I think it'll be the Council of Kangs, and then go after like a Franklin, a young Franklin, because older Franklin, who does exist in the comics, who comes back through time and everything, it's a whole convoluted story. I think we're going to get something like that, where he's collecting these central powers, or maybe Franklin is the anchor being, like we saw in Wolverine and Deadpool, and he's trying to get all the anchor characters together. Like apparently that was a rumor that all the Kangs were going to do. So I think that's just an idea. That's just my stupid little theory, if anything.
Could be possible.
Yeah. So another fun movie that we saw too as well was Bad Guys 2.
Bad Guys 2.
That movie was absolutely amazing. I loved it. I loved those movies. The first one was, you forget you're watching a cartoon.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're
so
fun. The whole, fun to watch, you know.
The whole premise of like Bad Guys is that they're an organization of.
Have you ever seen it? No. Okay.
You see the first one? Oh, you
gotta watch them. They're cute.
Yeah.
It's like cartoons.
It's like a kid movie, technically, but not a kid movie at the same time. It's weird.
It's because like.
Well, it's like Shrek. Shrek has so many like adaptations.
Yes. It's literally just like Shrek.
Yeah.
So then the first one, they're a bunch of villains and. Oh crap! What happens in the first one? I'm trying to think now.
Well, they're the bad guys.
Yeah, yeah, they're the bad guys.
They go around robbing banks and whatnot.
Yeah. Oh yeah, so they do a heist and everything like that, and they kind of like what happens in the first one? Hold up, I'm trying to think.
It's mainly, I think, them stealing stuff. There was something else towards the end. They realize.
Yeah.
They're starting to feel like the
hamster. That's what it was.
Oh yes,
so,
yes.
Yeah. So one of the characters is revealed. I can talk about it now. The movie came out like a couple years ago. So one of the characters is revealed to be like a super criminal, whatever. And it turns out like she's like running for governor. And it's like she used to be a really bad thief and everything like that. So they kind of like start leaning towards good and doing good by accident, because they get the wags. The wags are when you do something good and you're like, oh, I did something good. Like, I feel great about that, you know? And they're like, what's wrong with me? Like, he's the big bad wolf and the shark and all these, like, nefarious looking things, like a spider, you know, and a piranha. Yeah, so.
They're also cute.
A snake, yeah.
They're all so cute.
Yeah. So, they all have, like, this existential crisis where they're like, hey, listen, it's good to be good, you know? Mm-hmm. So now in this one, they basically, like, they start off with this great heist that they did, and then it's, like, a couple years later, they, like, just got out of jail, because the last one, they turned themselves in, and they did a little bit of time, so now they're trying to get jobs and everything like that.
They're trying to be good.
This one, and it's not working out. So these other characters, the bad girls, basically get them.
They, like, set them up.
Yeah, they set them up. Yeah, they set them up, and to get them to do a job with them. And it's like, if you do the job with this, I don't want to ruin the movie for people who haven't seen it, we won't do this. And it's like, oh, my God. Okay, fine, we'll do it. So they do the job. Things go bad, but then they fix it. It's a great heist movie. It is a great heist movie.
It goes back and forth.
The one character that I absolutely love in this whole entire movie is the hamster.
Man, the hamster's great.
So the hamster gets sent to jail in the end of the first movie, right? In this one, he's like ridiculously jail-jacked. Like, he's in prison, and like he's ridiculously like jacked. And it's just like, Yeah,
looks
so
like it took steroids.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he's that
yeah,
big.
Yeah, he's like ridiculous.
It's funny.
Yeah.
And you don't see it coming.
Yeah, you don't see it coming. You're like, whoa. But it's really, it is a good movie.
It's a cute movie. Yeah. Definitely should watch it.
Yeah. I was saying like the other day, I was like, that would be like a good group costume. Oh, there's another thing about
that
the movie.
Would, actually.
Another thing that I saw.
I didn't think about that.
The thing about that movie that was really funny was one of them is a snake and they tie him up. Oh. they tie him up like this and like they tie all the characters up. You know how they like, you know, perpetuate like the whole entire you're captured look in a movie, like to put him in peril and all tied up in ropes, whatever. They tied a snake up. I was like, what? Why? But they tied a snake to the chair, which is it's just funny because like they tied him up. Like you couldn't find anything else. You couldn't just like handcuff him. Or, I don't know, but it's so funny watching him tied up and trying to talk like he's tied up to the chair. It was absolutely hysterical.
It was a good movie, though.
Yeah, it was a really good movie. The animation is absolutely out of this world. Like, it is like Shadow Cell. Not really Shadow Cell, but it's some sort of technology. Sorry, someone's calling me from spam. I don't know who spam
those
is.
Spams.
I get spammed all the time.
Yeah, so that's really annoying, right? Like, I feel like it's not just me and her, right? Like, everyone's getting these spam calls.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's trying to give me, like, a $47,000 loan. Yes. Like, my car insurance.
Yeah, I'm fine. Really, get away. Go away. What's the weirdest spam call that you got?
The weirdest spam call that I got.
Or email. I like that stuff. Let's talk about that for a little bit.
Well, the emails are weird.
Yeah.
The emails I'll get like from like randos being like, "We're ready for you." Yeah. And I'm like, "What does
is
that
this
mean?
Is this a threat?"
Yeah, like or like a lot of because I do I haven't auditioned in a while, yeah. But because I used to do a lot of auditions,
yep.
I get some weird audition calls. Like really weird audition calls.
You wanna audition for a girl in Jello?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Like.
Delete. Oh, speaking of movies, the movie that you saw that we didn't see. Tell us all about it.
Well, it was
tell us, but don't tell us too
really,
much.
So I go to see a lot of the horror movies.
What's the name of the movie again?
It's called Together.
Okay.
I go to see a lot of the horror movies, and I'm always kind of like, this one was fantastic.
Now, was it like jump scare scary, or was it like actual like ambience?
No, it was like
mind-bending? Gotcha.
Mind-bending.
Gotcha.
Like, psychologically tripping.
Nice.
Like, boom, 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 boom. Like, it was so good. I would see it again. Like, I just saw it yesterday. I would see it again.
We gotta go see it.
We gotta go. We wanna go see it.
I highly recommend you go see it. It's got so many twists and turns.
It's all like, it's basically plot driven and everything like that.
It's all plot driven. But it has every emotion in it, but it really is a horror. Like, it really is. Like,
at the get scary.
And the CGI is so good. Like, it's so good and gross. And
I love it.
I highly recommend it.
I love that because, like, I love movies that have good CGI because in my head I map it. Like, all right, in 20 years we're going to see how good the CGI really is. Like, if you watch movies like Lawnmower Man, listen, if you watch Lawnmower Man right now, lower your expectations because back then in the 90s, that was, like, cutting-edge stuff. If you watch Lost in Space with Matt LeBlanc, that was cutting-edge stuff. Like, I remember, like, going, oh, wow, this is really cool special effects. Men in Black 1.
Because back in the day, they didn't have what we have now.
Exactly. Watch The Worms.
It's funny when you watch stuff back in the day, and then you watch stuff now, and you see the animation or the CGI. It's funny.
What movie was it that we were watching? It actually still holds up. Jurassic Park, the first one. That still holds up CGI-wise.
Yes, that actually does.
And that was like the T-Rex scene, that's kind of like CGI as hell, you know? And then you have movies like...
well, for back then, it's actually good.
Yeah, I know. For back then, it was 94 when that movie came out.
And it's held up thus far.
Yeah. So there's like some crazy movies if you watch and you just go, oh my God, that is horrible CGI. Like horrible 90s CGI. That should be an episode. But yeah, tell us more about the movie.
So I don't know how much I want to tell you because it just recently came out.
I know. Tell us how, like, what, like, I don't want to say give us a plot device, but
give you like a synopsis.
Yeah. No, give me something that happens that like, not a twist, but give me something that like, you're just like, oh my God, that was like freaked out. Like what part, like what scene, environment?
So weird things happen.
Yeah, there you go.
And you don't know why these weird things happen because you can't put together what that little thing is that causes all these weird things to happen. But when you find out what that thing is.
Oh, so it's leading you to it. Okay. All right.
When you find out what that thing is, it's not what you expected it to be.
Okay.
You think it's going to be something like that's really going to stand out, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
And the relationships between people and like the lost and when they're found. Yeah. And it was really good.
Does it end? I don't want to say how it ends, but like, does it?
The ending I loved.
I was going to say, yeah, that's what I was looking for. Yes.
The ending I loved.
It's not one of those movies that deliver like a really good story and just like crap the bed on the ending. Yeah.
No, that's the thing. No.
The ending ties everything together.
I mean, I literally sat there and watched the credits hoping that like maybe we'll get some extra. Like,
yeah.
It was really good. Awesome.
All right.
That's nice.
It's on a list.
But yeah.
On the list of good ones.
Yeah, but like I was saying, it was like, Comic-Con costumes, I think that would be a good one, like we were saying before.
The bad guys.
That would be good for a
Comic-Con.
You have to get someone skinny to be the snake, be the shark.
Yeah.
Wolf. That'd be pretty good.
Well, clearly you'd be Wolf and I'd be...
Tarantula.
Yes.
Oh, you could be, what's her name?
Your favorite kind of animal.
Exactly, yeah. Speaking of Comic-Con, it's coming up soon. I'm going to get extra tickets, so we're in on that. So if you want to come, we're going Thursday, I think you said, right?
What are the dates?
I have to see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll let you know.
Oh, yeah. That's wrong. I have to message them back about approval from the department.
Oh, I constantly get those voicemails about funding approval and underwriting. I'm being underwritten.
You know what I can't stand? I get the UPS text messages.
Oh, I do too.
Your package is ready. Yeah. I'm like, what package?
You see what I did though?
No, I know.
You know what I do now is I put the name Joe Ramirez for when I put like my email and stuff like that so that I know 100%. That's a little life hack right there for you kids. Write that one down. When it asks you for an email or something, put a fake name so that like a name that will stand out so that when you see that name, Joe or whatever, you know it's going to be, oh, I got this from here. I got that from there or whatever. So
I gotcha.
Yeah. That's something I've been doing.
I never opened them anyways. I'm like, that's just spam. Somebody's trying to hack. Somebody's trying to hack you.
Yeah, but when I see, hey, Joe, I go delete right off the bat. Yeah. So,
those are pains.
It's in October.
October 9th.
It is October 9th?
It's the 9th to the 12th, I believe. That's 8, 9, 10, 11.
I'm going to try to do something a little different 12th, this October. I'm not outside of Comic-Con. Yeah. Usually we do like the Haunted House or whatever. I don't know that I'm going to do that this year. I think I'm going to try to do like some cosplay bartending.
Oh.
Because I do private bartending on the side, right? If you're having a party, a backyard party or whatever, event.
Hit Susie up.
But what if like a vampire came to your party?
I know, right?
Bartending. And what if I made ice cubes with like eyeballs in them?
That'd be pretty cool.
Like that's not a common thing. So I'm trying to do something a little
different. It does seem to be the 9th to the 10th. So, 9th to the 12th. We have the dinner dance on the 10th. So, Yep. That's going to be Friday. So that's later on in the day. We can still go early. I'll still go early in the day or something like that.
It'll be fine. Figure it out.
Yeah. Comic-Con is going to be the 9th to the 12th, and we will be there. That is our big season finale. I can't believe it. It's almost it's about 2 months away. We have about 4 more episodes to go. Crazy. Crazy. Last year was in November, I think. I think it was a little bit later. October, November. Yeah, I think it was later in the year. Or later in October, actually. Last year, I think it was.
I think so. Sorry.
Yeah, because we got a good 17, 19 episodes somewhere around there last year. So, and we took a little bit of a summer break because I was busy this year. So,
things came up.
Yeah, I started a little bit later this year. So, we're almost at the end. We're almost at the end of the season. Holy crap.
It is almost end of summer, which is crazy. Oh my God. Today's weather was like a reminder that,
I feel like it flew by.
Yeah, I know. This summer definitely flew by.
I looked at my calendar and I was like, October, August 7th already?
Yeah, I know.
Oy vey.
I know. So we'll definitely be back in 2 weeks. So Comic-Con, working on costumes. I got to do one for you for Thursday. We got to do something on Thursday. If you can make it. I got to find out.
We'll see.
Yeah, because...
I got to play by you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll get somebody to work. I got to get off work because I'm working the 9th and the 10th. So I'm going to have to go out.
If not, I might be coming the weekend with you.
That's fine. But Wednesday, either Saturday, I'm off Saturday and Sunday. So Saturday, I'm definitely doing the big costume that I told you about. I'm not telling anyone. My costume this year.
I don't even know what it is.
You know what it is. I told you. I showed you the picture of it.
I don't know the picture of it. I haven't seen it.
I showed you.
I just know what comes in the mail. Your packages every other day.
I'm keeping Timu afloat right now.
Oh my God. Timu and Sheen.
Yeah. I swear, the amount of packages we've been getting lately.
Yeah, but like I got a lot of stuff. Like I get my my merchandise. I look for very specific things, like the nude things that I got that I got for sale. That is a really good find.
I've heard nude things, just for the record.
That too.
Not nude.
Stickers and stuff like that. They're great for that.
Keep the nude for the weekends.
Yes. But yeah, so I'm doing the one costume that I showed you with all the little tiny things that I ordered. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the costume for probably Friday.
I know, but I haven't seen what you've done so far.
I know. I'm doing all of that at the undisclosed location that I'm not allowed to mention. So
undisclosed quarters.
Yes. So I'm doing all that there because I have all the space to build. Yeah, all the space to build and all the tools and utilities that
you
I need.
You don't have cats.
Exactly. I mean, it's fun with the cats there.
Yeah, but they would tear that apart.
Oh my God, they would. If they got their hands on like
tear it apart.
I gotta order
being
more.
What kind of custom it is?
I gotta order more of the things because they gave me, like I told you, they gave
the wrong side, right?
No, yeah, they gave me the wrong side, so I gotta order equal amounts for each side. So I'm like,
I can't wait to see it. It's gonna be a pretty sick costume.
Sick. I might wear it here. Should I do a cosplay episode? That'd be pretty
cool. Oh, yes.
I mean, like, actually,
maybe
everyone come here to
come in costume.
That's exactly what I'm saying. A cosplay episode. Like, not just like a cosplay covering episode,
but
like
in costume. In the costume. Into
exactly.
A cosplay.
We did that one costume that was really good. We did Wonder Woman and Steve.
Oh.
Trevor. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
We got a lot of, like, when we went to the parade. That was the last year we went to the parade, actually. It was right before COVID. So. Yeah, it was right when COVID first started happening, actually. Yeah, it was 2020 when we did that costume. And we started hearing murmurs of it around then.
It was 2019. It was right after my mom. It's 2019.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm saying it backwards. I'm sorry. 2019.
So it was right before COVID.
Yeah, it was right before COVID because we didn't do anything that Halloween. I apologize. So,
it's okay.
Yeah, I had to think about that.
The only reason why I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember going to the parade.
Yeah, that was really fun.
And I remember the cab driver recognized my costume because I was like, I don't think anybody's going to know what I am or who I am. And the cab driver.
Well, here's the thing. She walked around with this sword and shield, like, and she looked like Wonder Woman in a Victorian dress where she was just walking around the elevator, the turnstile thing. And everyone was like, oh my God, that's a great costume. Oh my God. Because I dressed up as Steve. I had my hair to the side. I had the flight jacket and everything. We look great. And I'm sorry.
It was a good costume.
I was like, oh, the cab driver. I forgot about the cab driver.
The
guy's like, oh my friend, that is a very good Wonder Woman. Yes. I was like, yeah. I love when the work gets appreciated. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
You know? When, what's it
called? I didn't think somebody was would recognize me.
I knew everyone was. I knew it. Because the movie just came out like a couple of years ago. I was like, I think this is a good Wonder Woman costume. I think it'll work. It was something I just kind of like shopped around for because I didn't have the ability to make anything. I was like, I'm going to make a Victorian dress. I think this is just a good costume. Let's just buy it.
It worked that well.
Yeah. Are you going to come to Comic-Con this year?
I hope so. I'd like to come one day.
Yeah, because I got a couple costumes already in mind.
Yeah, I don't go all the days, so.
Yeah.
I usually go one day.
I would go one day.
One day's enough for me.
Yeah.
Sunday. It's a great scene. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot that goes on there, but I could only do one day.
I know, but I feel like.
A lot of walking, too.
I know. And that's why I feel bad, because like, I appreciate. Like, if you want to come with
it's
me.
It's fun, though. I do enjoy going.
Yeah.
I do like to go, because it is fun to see everybody's costumes.
Yeah.
And different vendors and whatnot. Yep. So that's there. And just experience the whole thing.
Yeah. A lot of my friends now are going. I have more friends that are going in costume. Friends are going with their kids. So it's great to see people there. My good friend, the Machoverse. Yeah. Machoverse. Running wild around Comic-Con. Yeah. That guy, I give a shout out to him too. I don't give him enough credit as he is. The guy's amazing. He does like the great Macho Man costumes and everything. He's been getting notice from everybody. He just took a picture with like a whole bunch of stuff with like Natty Neidhart and all these other great wrestlers at SummerSlam, which was something I want to cover, but it's a little too late because I have no real wrestling friends on the panel today, which I wanted to cover.
Sorry.
That's right. Stupid life. But yeah, so like Machoverse, I love you to death, bro. Like you're a really good friend. It's awesome. Watching you develop this thing for people to enjoy that other wrestlers and fans get to enjoy, and you bring this little community together, the Subway Mania, which I think is amazing. I've seen that before. I've seen you on there before. You do so much for people that just want to dress up as a favorite wrestler, past, present, or current, past, present, or little minute things. I seen somebody do a Dean Malenko one time. I thought that was hysterical. I saw somebody do Tiffany Stratton. I thought that was cool, you know. And I feel like when you create that network, especially at Comic-Con, because there's like so many people that dress up, like you are the centerpiece of that whole entire thing. And it's beautiful that you're able to contribute that to people. And that you don't just do it for yourself, you know, like you have people on, and your boy who dresses up is Dusty. And it's just beautiful to see like people coming together to celebrate wrestlers who passed, who are still with us. Thank God. So shout out to you, Machoverse. I love you to death. I'm just going to call you Machoverse because I want to call you by your real name. I don't know if you're ever doing that. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen.
It's about that time.
It's about that time. Episode 12 is in the bank. We'll see you next time because we got a special episode. I'm going to make it happen no matter what. We're talking about pets.
Yay.
Yeah. So little fur babies, little feather babies, you name it, we're going to be talking about it. I feel
any
like
type of fur baby.
And because I feel like there's no matter what, when you talk about animals, everyone's a nerd for animals. You could be the toughest, meanest person on the block.
Put a cute little animal in front of you.
Oh, look at your cute little baby. Oh, look at your little muffin punch.
You melt. Animal.
Everybody melts around animals. That's about it. We're going to talk about that next time. And I'm going to try to see if I get some really good people from our recent endeavors. We went to a really good meeting for animals here on Staten Island.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
I'm going to reach out to some people. I don't want to shout them out yet because, you know, people are busy with schedules and everything, so we're gonna make that happen best way we can. But I'm gonna have people with pets on, so I don't care. All right, I love you guys. We're done. Woo! Cut it. Check the gate. I'm out. Let's go get some food. I'm hungry. Yes, done. You know, straightest wrestler. Chime it out. Done. Cut it. Rap. Send it to me. I want it.